KW, N4ZLK Mobile.
ZLK, KF4MUF, good morning.
UF, good morning, Jody. Hope you're well this morning, N4ZLK.
I am doing very well. How about yourself? You're not going into work, are you?
Home. I just got off a little bit ago.
You were working this week or not?
Tuesday night. And I only worked three nights this week. I worked Tuesday, Thursday, and tonight. And then same thing next week, because I'll be off Monday again, Monday night.
That's good. Yeah, it's like us. We only work 3 days this week. We'll work four next week, too.
To be made.
And they have to be made.
It's Christmas time. Do you have family around?
I have family down in Florida. Yeah, we had a great Christmas, so they were, my sister and brother-in-law were going to come up, some issues come up with him, so they couldn't make it, but otherwise, had a beautiful Christmas, just kind of hung out and enjoyed herself.
Yeah, rainy Christmas, but we still had a nice time. Most of the kids came over Christmas Eve. Our youngest son and his wife, they stayed home and did a little Christmas thing with just them Christmas Eve. And then they came over the next morning, and then my oldest son and his wife stayed home with their two girls on Christmas morning and did a family thing. My two girls and my girl, Gabrielle's husband, they were there. They spent the night Christmas Eve. So we had family the whole time, and then my oldest son ended up coming back over Christmas night with his family. It wasn't the plan, but they were supposed to go somewhere else, and that kind of fell through. So we got to spend a nice long weekend with all of them and really enjoyed it.
We're very happy with it. That's a great thing when you can do that. It sounds like you had a good time with that change.
When they're around, they live, you know, within 30 minutes. They live in Travis Rest and just Greenville side of Travis Rest. But so we see them pretty regularly, but not always all together.
Well, that's good, though. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad y'all did. I'm glad you did that family thing, man. It sounded like you enjoyed it, so that's a good thing. Did you have a good night last night?
I struggled Tuesday night and a little bit last night. Not so bad, but, you know, pretty used to working and don't really get sleepy. But, man, I don't know if that extra day off, maybe we just did a lot over the weekend, but I got real sleepy Tuesday night, and then I was struggling a little bit last night. Not quite as bad, but it was good. I'm tired, though. I'm ready to go to bed.
Well, it don't matter to me. It doesn't matter how much I work night shift. When you get done with nights, you're still exhausted.
I think I don't sleep well. I know I don't sleep as well during the day, even though I've got the room dark, and I just can't sleep as well.
Time I did a good night shift, get home at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, go to sleep, say 7:30, and by 10:30, I'm up again.
There's a lot I could be doing, you know, whether it's radio or fixing something around the house or just trying to get some sunlight, you know, there's always a distraction. It's hard to stay asleep if I wake up and start thinking about something I could be doing instead of laying there trying to sleep.
Hold on 1 second. KF4MUF.
Okay.
Was KF4NXY.
Yep. I think it was Christmas Eve morning. I think you called me, but I was on the phone, and I was on the phone all the way home. Never got a chance to get back to you, but I did hear you.
I thought you might have been out there. I'll tell you Merry Christmas. Good to hear you this morning.
Came back to you, but I can't even remember who I was on the phone with, but it was kind of important. So, but yeah, I hope you had a Merry Christmas too, you and your wife. Just telling Jody we had a really nice time and ate a lot of good food.
I did too. good visit, and we had a good day.
Yes, on the grill. Had to put a tarp up though, it was raining so much. Put a little tarp up over the grill and got soaked every time I'd go out to it. But it turned out really good. I accidentally overcooked it a little bit. It wasn't dry, it wasn't hard, you know, it was really good flavor. But it was a little more done than I wanted it, but it still tasted good.
Yeah, we got one of those pellet Traeger grills, and put enough pellets in the hopper where you can kind of leave it on its own for a while, and had a roof put on the back porch, so it's fairly dry. It leaks a little bit, but it is pretty dry, so you'll go out there and check it every now and then, and it's pretty much automatic.
Good morning, David, KO4MUF.
Jody, I'll go ahead and pick it up. I'm sitting here getting something to drink, a little something to eat, and kind of getting woke up, so y'all carry on now. I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Good morning. Thanks for jumping in there, and enjoy that coffee. And 4ZLK. Welcome back, Jody.
I was fueling up my truck while we were talking, so I had to, once it clicked, I had to, you know, deal with that. That's why I got out of there.
Your truck this morning. Fortunately, I didn't have to fill up my personal truck. It got cold. I had short sleeves on all night, but standing out there fueling the truck, you know, the temperature really drops right before dawn. It got a little bit colder.
It was 25 when I left the house this morning. It's 29 coming into Anderson.
Right over here near Dacusville.
That'd be about right.
The old wives' tale, we should be getting some snow here in the next couple days, a few days. With that thunder that we had, what was it, Christmas Eve, maybe, or Christmas night? I think it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I walked out Christmas morning, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I seen that flash, and I was like, what the cat fuzz was that? And all of a sudden I hear the boom, and I went, huh, that's some crap.
Strange to get a thunderstorm in the middle of winter.
That on Christmas Eve or something?
Sorry, I doubled with you.
Asking about your wives' tale.
About if it thunders in December, there's supposed to be snow in 7 days or something like that.
I don't know that one, but my wife would be happy, I can tell you that.
It's snowing as far down as western North Carolina, I think today, a chance of snow flurries, but maybe that's as close as we'll get.
So, yeah, and the closer it gets, the more excited she gets.
It's a good snow unless it comes up through Atlanta. If it comes across from Tennessee, you know, once it hits the mountains, it doesn't really do well. But if the storm system is coming up from the coast and crosses over Atlanta, we usually get hit pretty good.
That's the way it did back there a couple of years ago on Martin Luther King weekend.
I didn't remember exactly when it was, but we've had a few good snows. Well, I can remember back in the 70s. I remember getting a good snow in March, late March maybe. Maybe it was early March. I can remember getting snow where it was shut down for a whole week. We had so much snow, and I know in January of 88, that was my senior year in high school, we got 18 inches. I lived in Taylor's at the time. We got 18 inches out there.
Okay. Well, like I said, my first snow up here was that last one we got, you know, and that was, we just come back from Florida making our final trip down there, and we pulled in, and it's snowing right behind us.
Much snow in Florida.
Talking about. I seen snow back in 1978, and it was flurries.
Big lizards you got down there dropping out of the trees.
The weather, man, them things fall out. They're like acorns. There's so many of them hit the ground.
Lives down there, and he said the worst thing about living down there is the love bugs. They show up for about 2 weeks, I think, at some point, and it just, they're on everything and all over your windshield.
And in November, they show up twice a year. I have seen them so bad down there, Shane, that we'd have to shut the equipment off because they were making it overheat trying to get into them radiators.
Vacationed the Outer Banks several times, but 1 year we decided to come down Ocracoke Island and get on the ferry and come back across. It was a three-hour ferry that went from Ocracoke Island over to somewhere in eastern North Carolina. And we got dumped off about sunset in the middle of nowhere. And we were driving and driving and driving. The kids were asleep. Beth was asleep. And I ran through a patch of bugs. They were so big, it sounded like hail hitting the windshield. I had to have the windshield wipers on. Beth woke up. She thought it was raining. Man, it took me forever to clean the bugs out of the grill when we got back.
Hey, if I run into you and I'm driving this truck, I'll show you my front bumper on this truck where them lug bugs have stained the paint.
That's not good at all.
After casting in them bugs, man, if you don't wash them off or clean them off right after you run into them, they will mess your paint job up big time.
Always in pairs too, right?
I love bugs because they're always connected.
One.
That's exactly right.
Have to die, that'd be a good way to go.
Yes, it would.
What kind of project are you working on now?
Not a tanker right now for today. We just got to build a structure with a couple pipes in it. Just something to make the day. But Monday we should, I guess it's a mile long road that I've got to regrade and re-rock. Get that started. Probably 2-3 days worth of work next week.
Road, a mile long road. Is this, you going down the sides of it? Is that what you're doing?
Gravel road. I'll pull in the sides to the middle because there's ruts all in it, and I'll pull the sides in, and then we'll take rock and put it across the top of it and smooth it all out for them.
And would this be county property?
Oh, yes, sir. We don't do anything off county.
Private roads out of the goodness of your heart?
I tried to get them to do it, but they won't do it, so it's not left up to me.
A gravel road, it's not very long, but it's steep, and the neighborhood is required to take care of it. Any of the gravel roads in the neighborhood has a, and ours is the worst, and we've got people that complain about it, but that's part of the deal. You know, they have other things that, you know, you can't do. It's not bad. It's not real restrictive, an HOA, but there's a couple things that you got to get checked on and all that. And those people that complain about having to take care of my gravel road or our gravel roads would be the first to complain if you did something else that they didn't like.
And I'll be nice about that one. Those are the ones that also that, you know, I'll do onto you, but don't do the same thing onto me.
It just seems like whenever they pay somebody to do the gravel, it just doesn't last very long, and get a big rain and it washes out. They keep, it doesn't bother me that bad, but they're like, we got to fix the road again, and they'll find some other cheap contractor to come out and do it, and it just doesn't seem to last very long.
That is your problem. They hire the cheapest contractor they can get, and he does the cheapest work he can get away with.
They live on the road, and one of them said, hey, why don't we all go in together and pave it, have it paved? And I'm like, well, then we'd be responsible for it. Right now, the neighborhood's supposed to be responsible for it. So I don't know. I kind of feel like if the neighborhood would just pay to pave it, it would be cheaper in the long run.
And the road would last longer, and it'd make it easier for y'all to get in and out of, so it'd be nice for you. But, yeah, they ain't going to want to spend that I don't know how long your road is, you know, but I know they're probably getting laid down. Up here, I'm not sure about. Down south, I was paying, I think it was $300 a ton to have it laid down. You know, that's everything.
Yeah. What it costs. I think the last time they came out and poured gravel, it's not very long, but like I said, it's real steep. Trying to think. It's maybe 300 yards long, maybe. Maybe longer than that, I'm not sure. I never really measured it. They did a couple of dump truck loads of gravel. Maybe there was more than two. I only saw two.
It's long. It's not that long to pave. That's a pretty quick fix. The biggest thing is making sure the road's right to pave it so it don't fail on you.
But I think it would need a lot of work structurally before they paved it. If I got in with my neighbors, maybe the paving wouldn't be so bad, but to make sure that it was done right underneath it would probably be pretty expensive.
Contractor to come out and look at the road pavement, first thing he's going to do is look at that road. He's going to tell you if it's good enough to do it or not, and what it's going to take to get it right to pave.
Four-wheel drive, and she's got an all-wheel drive that actually has a locking. Anything under 25 miles an hour, you can lock the hubs or lock the wheels together so she can get out. So I'm not ready to spend that money yet. Anyway, Jody, I'm home. I'm pulling down the road as I speak. I hope you have a good day, and if I don't talk to you, Happy New Year, and have a good day at work and a good weekend. And 4 is that okay?
Okay, you do the same thing, Shane. Enjoy your nap, enjoy your day, and Happy New Year to you and your family. And if I don't talk to you, we'll talk to you next year. 73s, KF4MUF.
Here, Shane, get you some rest. I'll catch you a little later, KF4NXY.
Happy New Year to you and yours as well. You just caught me about to push the button. Have a good day. N4ZLK.
You still good to go tomorrow?
Sure I am. I'm planning on being here.
I'll be around your place around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, if that'll be all right.
That's good.
I'll get some breakfast first thing in the morning. We usually do that around 7:30, and then after that, we'll head that way.
That sounds like a plan. I'll see you then.
Yeah, we'll plan on it. If anything changes, I'll let you know. But so far, let's just plan on that.
You be careful heading on into work, and I'll see you tomorrow. KF4NXY.
In the parking lot myself, so. All right, we'll talk to you later or see you tomorrow, one or the other. KF4MUF. I'll see you later, David 73.